This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homecast. Your personal discretion is advised.
That is, my friends, the intro song to Full House back in the day. Good morning, Gloucester. It is Alicia Unleashed, episode 18.
Woo!
Woohoo! We have good old Bridget Ernest in the house.
Hello.
And a special guest for our first topic with us would be Mr. Tyler DeWolf.
Full House Master.
Full House Master. So, big crazy craze this past weekend. Fuller House coming out on Netflix. I have disclosed that I've actually never watched anything off Netflix. My kids do.
I was shocked when you told me that the other day, that you were like, oh, Tyler had to help me figure out Netflix. I was like, what do you mean, figure out Netflix? You just put on Netflix. You didn't know. I was shocked.
I had no idea.
It's amazing.
And I've never...
But yeah, you had this planned to watch Fuller House.
Oh, probably like 3 months. I knew we had it, but I just didn't know how to get to it. So it's for amazing. 3 months, I've been talking about it. I even took the day off. And I thought there were 10 episodes the whole time. And yeah, then 13. That day, found out there was 13.
It didn't come out later. It came out right in the morning.
Actually, it came out at 12:01.
12:01 midnight.
A.M., yeah.
Yeah. So I had to wait because my friend Pam came down and she watched it. Yeah, so I had to wait.
You only got up to 10, though.
That, I know.
That same night, I got the whole season in.
That's crazy. That's like hours worth of watching.
I'm only on episode 9.
But if you could finish it tonight,
you could.
It makes me sad.
Why is it? What makes you sad?
The whole everything, all of it. The opening. I used to play softball right there, right next to the Painted Ladies.
Oh.
I know exactly where that is. So I have some things that, you know, we'll obviously discuss as we continue on this conversation. I feel like there's not enough. I mean, it's cute. It's giving the fans what they want. But it's not giving enough, like, Bay Area or, like, San Francisco references. It's, like, it's kind of like they're in a time capsule. So, like, the way they react to certain things, I'm like, in this part of 2016 or 2015 is what they reference.
Yeah.
2015, you should be more adjusted to the life in San Francisco. Like, you know, but.
But, I mean, the... First of all, we need to say that I've been waiting for this moment since 1995.
Why?
Because when Full House went off the air, I felt like my life was over.
Mm-hmm. You didn't go to Step by Step? You didn't adjust to Step by Step?
It was all right, but never ever have I ever found a show that I've loved as much as Full House. I cried when it went off the air. It was a part of my life. It started when I lived in Georgia. And then, you know, followed me all the way here to Massachusetts. Then in 1995, I was probably just starting high school. Right in that little later. I mean, everything about it, I just love it. Mm-hmm. Love it, love it, love it. So I am, the corniness of these new episodes, when they reference, hilarious to me. So I love corny humor.
I enjoyed the.
Do you love the corny humor?
You know what? I've had this conversation on Facebook because I, you know, with some people, and I don't remember the show being the original being overly this cornball.
Well, it's not because it was the original, and now they know that.
They're
they
making
know
fun of themselves.
They know it's
yeah.
funny to be cornball.
See, it's not. But it's not as meta as it could be. I mean, if they had delivered correctly with the cornball, it would be super meta and it would be perfect. But it's not meta at all, and it drives me insane.
Well, see, I think they're doing it on purpose to not deliver the way that they do, which I find it more hilarious. Because you know, you see the expressions on their face.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. I have what we call secondhand embarrassment sometimes, where I'm like cringing for them. I'm like,
Yeah, because you know how, yeah.
I do that with Teen Witch too. Every time I watch Teen Witch, there's a certain scene where I'm just like, cover my eyes. I'm 34, still cover my eyes. And yes, I still watch Teen Witch. I don't care.
What's Teen Witch?
You've never seen Teen Witch?
No. Like it's I said, with, I really haven't watched much. It's with
Blake Lively's older sister, Robin, and she becomes a teen witch.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, she does a spell to get the popular, most popular guy in school to, like, fall in love with her. And
oh, okay.
Trust me. You know what? We'll have a day.
Okay. We'll have a day of Teen Witch.
Yeah.
So, Tyler brought up a good thing, is that you had a, like, say, like, when you watched the original Full House, you know, because my children are, of course... My children have watched every single episode of Full House ever made.
Oh, yeah. When I saw the last episode, I didn't even know I watched the last episode. Like, I didn't know
Did you watch that on Nick at Night?
Yeah, I watch every... Like, there's a Full House marathon ever since Full House starts. There's a Full House marathon. And they're,
like, at one point, we had a DVR because Nickelodeon or Nick at Night
I always DVR'd them all.
So, Tyler DVR'd them all. So.
I DVR'd one that I haven't seen before. But I watched that.
Yeah, so my kids are very versed in Full House.
I like the Disneyland one.
That's a good one. Disneyland. That's a good one. So do you have, so Tyler, when you watched the original Full House, you have a favorite character. But now you've watched Fuller House, you mean you've changed your favorite character? Like, is your favorite
I have a favorite character from both of them, because they got different people, different set now, but it's the same format, it just looks different.
Right, so, in Full House, who was your favorite person?
The original one, I think it was Stephanie.
You liked Stephanie in the original one?
Yeah.
Okay, in the original one, my favorite was DJ. Hmm. I related to her the most because I'm the oldest of three girls. Bridget, who was your favorite?
My favorite was, I think it was just Uncle Jesse.
Even in the original?
The first season, he was just that guy that was like, nope, I want nothing to do with your kids or anything like that. And then he came around and whatnot and softened up.
Yeah.
But I think I was at that point where, I don't know, I found Stephanie to be annoying and Michelle... Same thing. I think in the later seasons, I think DJ was, you know, I think I liked DJ, but I related Stephanie more.
Right.
I don't know. It's weird.
So, Tyler, now that it's Fuller House, who's your favorite?
Kimmy.
Interesting. And why is Kimmy your favorite?
Because less annoying than the last one.
Oh, okay. And now
like
she's
more mature.
She's actually really cool in Fuller House.
Yeah.
Kimmy's actually fun. She's really cool. And she's funny. Fun fact about her name's Andrea Barber, but yeah, Kimmy, she has not acted since Full House.
Mm-hmm.
This is her first time acting again. Hmm. And I think she does a better job than some of them that are actors on this job. On
Pretty
this
sure it's show. Also Dave Coulier's first time acting again since Full House. Because, you know, there was that whole Alanis Morissette song that he never lived down, which wasn't about him, but everyone thought it was. And that was his only hype.
What? Which was that?
You ought to know.
Yeah.
For the longest time, she dated him.
She did?
Before he went on Full House.
She did?
Yeah. And then they broke up afterwards, and she came out with Jagged Little Pill with that song. And the rumor, the urban legend for like the longest time was that it was about him.
No way. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they still haven't actually confirmed whether or not she was telling the truth that it wasn't about him. So.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
My favorite now is John Stamos, his Uncle Jesse.
See, I'm not...
For more reasons than one.
Right?
He still has his hair.
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. And he's better looking now than when he started the original show.
Have you seen the TV show Grandfathered?
Yes, I have a
Bob
Saget.
He's
See, he's...
We saw him on Grandfathered last time, but I have Grandfathered DVR'd. Oh, heck yeah, I love that show.
See,
and Drake and Josh... Josh.
Yeah. See, I Uncle Jesse hasn't been in many of the episodes that I've watched so far. So.
Nobody has. Not even.
Yeah, that's the point, because it's supposed to be focused on DJ and the girls.
Because
yeah.
Her now name is DJ Fuller.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's supposed to be... So DJ is Danny.
Yep.
Stephanie is...
Uncle Jesse. Yeah.
And Kimmy
would be like Joey.
Yeah. I saw it as Stephanie was Joey because she sleeps downstairs.
Oh no, but
Joey.
But the way she acts and
like
the music
Joey.
And all that, she like Uncle Jesse. Right?
Oh yeah.
Because he's a singer, she's a DJ.
Can I just tell you that Coachella episode killed me? It was so, like, I hid under a blanket. I'm like, is it over yet? Oh my god, this is so ridiculous. I'm like, no, this is so...
I just loved everything about it. Everything about it, I just loved.
And, like, they started a whole, like, new thing with Max and, like, Jackson and Tommy. Tommy, they're twins, just like Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Mm-hmm, yep.
So it's... Jackson would be DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Ramona's Kimmy, right? Pretty.
Yeah. I would say so.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Max would be Stephanie.
Right, yeah, we got it.
Michelle.
They're all the same ages as the original people
when
they started. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Tyler, thank you for joining us on the Fuller House segment of Alicia Unleashed.
Yeah.
We're going to continue this podcast without the child in the room.
Because we're 18 now.
We're number 18. So thank you, Tyler, for joining us.
Yeah, I'm just going to be in the other room.
Okay, thanks.
Pair. La,
la, la, la. See, who says I can't be a good parent?
Yeah, you did great.
Yeah.
He gave you, you know, some hefty things to talk about.
He did.
Some good things.
He did.
Can we talk about Stephanie's boobs real quick? Those things are insane.
Yeah, and I can't
get over
that. I can't get over that the outfits that they allowed her to wear.
Ooh. Well, it's Netflix. It's not like it's on actual television or cable
television. I think even on actual television they would let her, but that was pretty risque.
That first outfit? Oh my lord.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
That was like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a...
But she looks amazing for someone that almost, you know, that was a drug addict and came back from it. She looks really good.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so proud of her.
I mean...
Not usually crackheads don't usually look that good.
And it's interesting, too, that, you know, Candace Cameron Bure, you know, is very opinionated as she is, you know, would actually decide to work with someone like that, that went through that path.
Well, they say that they never stopped being friends. They
right.
were all friends.
I mean, I feel like at a time when Jodie Sweetin was going through her dark time, that maybe no one really reached out because they were like, oh, she's a lost cause at this point. She's just another one of those child stars that just couldn't hang.
They referenced the whole child star thing in episode 11 BTW.
Ah, got it.
So,
thanks.
That's a good one. It's funny. I love it when they reference like stupid stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm such a dork like that. I love it. I just think it's hilarious.
I just feel like Kimmy's husband. I was like, really?
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Really?
Hilarious.
Oh my god, can we talk about how...
His accent is hilarious.
Can we talk about how cringy Macy Gray was in that whole episode?
Oh my god, she cannot act.
It was terrible.
Poor Macy
Gray. I think
that's
the same episode that I was like cringing throughout anyway. I was just like, oh my. But Hunter Pence does make an appearance, and I love Hunter Pence.
And
he's
the worst actor of all time.
Well, you know, he's a baseball player, so he doesn't need to act.
But he's real. He's a real baseball
player. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he plays for the San Francisco Giants.
Okay.
He's the freak. He's not the freak because Tim Lincecum is the freak. But Hunter Pence is an outfielder, and he is insane. The only reason why I would go to Giants games is not only is the stadium amazing, and it's just so awesome to be
there.
Yeah,
that looks like so cool. It's on the water.
Yes, it is. So they have a little section. It's kind of like our Green Monster, but it's called McCovey Cove, and there's kayakers that hang out there. So if someone hits a home run into the cove,
yeah,
you know, they can swim up or they can like ride up on it. you know, a lot of kayakers and boaters will just park right outside the field, the stadium. And
wow.
It's a gorgeous stadium. There's not a bad seat in the stadium. And every night after the game, win or lose, they play I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
Aww.
And then they also play Journey's Lights. So...
Aw, awesome.
I mean, anytime Magic 106.7 plays those songs, I cry anyway, but whatever.
Aw. No, but that's my... Ugh, just love it. I'm so excited. I think my life is complete now.
Awesome.
I do. I really do. To see that again after 20 years, which is like...
It's amazing. Just, I don't know
that's
if
it.
I have,
I'm so happy. It's just so complete.
I don't know if I think... I don't know if I have a TV show that I would be like... Maybe Firefly. If they brought back Firefly, I'd probably...
Firefly?
It's a sci-fi western.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I don't know what that is.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
No, I'm telling you, Full House is all
amazing. Since we're talking about San Francisco, can I just do one thing? I just want to give props to my friend Lamar Rollins, who actually worked the Super Bowl halftime show.
That's so cool.
He was out there 2 weeks before and just working with... you know, all the stars and building the stage and stuff like that. And he did an incredible job. So, good job. That's my Super Bowl. Because I feel at this point it's long over. But,
well,
you know.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, but, a month over.
Yeah, but, you know, Valentine's Day wasn't the day to talk about that kind of stuff.
No, Valentine's Day was all lovey-loving.
For some of us.
So, speaking of, like, catching up within the past 7 days of what's happened, because we're, you know, current like that, because mm-hmm. we're just so cool. Ashley Graham versus the Cheryl Teagues. Okay, so let's catch us up on this for a bit.
So Ashley Graham is a plus size model, or
size 16.
What is considered a plus size model?
Because anything over a size 12 is considered plus size.
Yes.
So this woman is only a size 16.
Right. And, you know, obviously bodies and proportions are different. She doesn't have, like, rolls or anything like that. She's just curvy in the right spots. Her face is gorgeous, amazing. And she actually graced the cover of Sports Illustrated Magazine Swimsuit Edition.
Yep.
And Cheryl Teagues recently spoke with, I think, TMZ, because, you know, they're reliable, about how... it's unhealthy and that she shouldn't have been on there and that Sports Illustrated should be ashamed of themselves for promoting that unhealthy kind of lifestyle. Dr. Oz says that your waist should be a 35. That's what she said. But then again, you look at her face and she's got all these pock marks from Botox and facelifts and stuff. I think she's just mad because she didn't get to eat pizza when she was a model and Ashley Graham does. I got to see a photo of Ashley Graham covering the red carpet last night for the Oscars, because I didn't watch the Oscars, but, oh my God, I'm like, I wish my body, like, curved like that.
How tall is she?
She's pretty tall. I don't remember how tall she is.
I envy tall people.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
How short are you, Bridget?
I am 5'2" tall.
You're 5'2"?
Yeah.
I'm 5'4".
I'm 5'3" on a good day. You know, on a good day. My thing is that I was actually talking about this last night, and I've talked with Kyle about this at a concert that we went to, and also when I went to go see James Bay. Being 5'2", people, like, feel bad for you. They're like, oh, do you want to stand in front of me? Or if you can get yourself right behind two tall people, as long as your shoulders line up, you got a perfect pocket to see the stage. Last night, I went and saw the Long Island Medium with my mom.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was interesting. Oh. You know, obviously, people are going to be like, oh, well, you know, these people are all planted or whatever. That's, you know what? Believe what you want to believe. You know, my mom had a great time, and that's all that I was, all I cared about.
I love Teresa Caputo.
She swore within the first 3 seconds, I died. I died.
Her
oh,
accent.
My God. Her shoes.
Me. Oh my God.
Insane.
Because she's short. She's like 5 feet.
Yeah.
She's literally 5 feet.
They were
she's shorter than you.
They were Christian Louboutin, diamond encrusted.
Stop it.
They shine. We were up in the very back, like in the balcony, and you could see those things. Like, my ADD kicked in every time she walked across. But
you
like,
could see them sparkle.
Yeah.
You know who loves shoes?
Who's that?
Joey C. loves shoes. He probably would have.
I wonder
he
why.
He probably would have loved those.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely he would have commented.
I guarantee he'll probably buy those for Caitlin, like, if he saw those.
That's, like, the first, like, yeah. thing he notices about people is shoes.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right,
move on.
No, I mean, at one point she was getting heckled because people got, like, overly excited. It was like, oh, that's about me, that's about me.
Oh, no.
And they whistled at her or yelled at her. And she's like, F this, and went back down to the stage. Like, I mean, she was hilarious. She was so funny. My mom had a great time. Of course, my mom's cute. She, at one point, you know, she's saying something. And my mom's like, oh, baby, that's about me. And I'm like, but, you know, but she got, my mom hasn't been really able to go out and, you know, hasn't been to Boston in a long time.
Right.
She hasn't been to the theater district. So
right.
to take her to the Wang Theater and be able to see such ornate architecture inside.
Oh, was yeah.
incredible.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, we had awesome, cheap sushi literally right across the street.
It's in Chinatown, right?
No.
No,
it's
where
the
is
theater
it?
District.
Where's the theater district? Downtown?
Yeah. It's like pretty much right past...
What's
right
the by theater in Chinatown?
Yeah, you're asking the wrong girl about that.
Okay. I thought there... I don't know which one was in Chinatown.
But, yeah, every other restaurant nearby was like an hour and a half wait, or if you didn't have a reservation, bye. Like,
right.
We walked into this one place. My mom had to go to the bathroom. She was having a hard time breathing. And the host and the hostess were so friggin' rude. And I took every bit of bile that I had coming up in my throat and just swallowed. Because I was like, fuck your face. I'm out.
What were they saying?
They're like, it was kind of like, you know, I walked in and I was like, hi. And they're like, hello, do you have a reservation? I was like, I was literally just coming to see if there was a wait. No, we're only accepting reservations tonight. No wait time. It's like, okay, well, no, unfortunately, we don't have seats for you. It's like, okay, my mom wants to use the bathroom. No, I'm sorry.
Are you serious?
Yeah. My mom was having breathing problems, and we had to walk not from there. Like, it was literally across from the Wang Theater, and we walked there, and they were like, no. Then I had to walk her down the street. And then I went into Rock Bottom Brewery, and there was just an astronomical wait time. We went into Panera Bread, and she walked all the way to the bathroom and had to come all the way back because there was a bathroom code. And I was like, forget this noise. And there was nowhere to sit because all these hipster students were there, with their laptops and just hanging out. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. So we went to the Japanese restaurant across the street from Panera Bread. Bathroom was there. I mean, it smelled like fish, but, you know, I had some amazing sushi rolls.
Oh, good.
None of them had fish in it. Oh, actually, my Philadelphia roll had more salmon.
Yeah.
Than anything. You got a slither of cream cheese. Like, you didn't even...
Oh, just...
Yeah. Like, the legit sushi. Like, super fresh. And I don't eat seafood. I've told you this. And I've eaten seafood three
See,
days
you
in a
do.
Row.
You're just getting yourself acclimated
yeah,
to it, that's
but
all.
I've eaten seafood 3 days in a row, mostly salmon, with the exception of lobster on Friday night. My body hurts.
Why?
I feel like total donkey from it. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
It's gross.
So speaking of the theater.
Yeah.
I know that you had, what is up with all these musicals broadcasting live?
Yeah,
on So
TV.
They're doing, on TV?
Yeah, on TV.
Or, like, okay.
Like,
so, like, which ones?
So, they did Grease live.
Yeah.
They did The Wiz live.
Yeah.
And then, even at the Grammys, they did Hamilton. Like, they did a live feed of Hamilton, which, you know, is the most sought-after ticket in New York City right now. And, I mean, I've listened to the Hamilton soundtrack. I don't do musicals, unless you're the King
you
and
don't?
I. No, unless you're the King and I, Sound and Music, I would love to go see the Book of Mormon or the Lion King, but I just...
Ooh, Lion King, yeah.
I want to see the Lion King so bad. I just don't get it. I can't get in.
I love musicals. Love them. Love them. One of my favorites is Bye Bye Birdie.
I mean, I've watched that movie.
Oh my God, I love it. I mean, I
feel like there's certain things, like, even with Glee, where they just burst out in the song.
I love that. I love Glee. Oh my God, I loved Glee.
But, like, there were certain parts where it made sense to, like, start singing a song. Whereas other parts, it's just burst into song. It's like, whoa, 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 where did
I love that. That's my life. We burst into song all the time. Yeah, Talia will just, me and Talia will just burst into song.
I burst into song and no one finds it entertaining except for some people, like at bars. But, you know.
Yeah, it's interesting. You just like to just, you know, spit out some 2 Chainz at
bars. All I want for my birthday, it's a big video. It's a thing. It was part of a story. I was telling you about my awesome coworker that his girlfriend was pregnant, and he's like, I'm going to bum rush the delivery room and play some 2 Chainz, like birthday song. And, you know, of course, coming back here, everyone's like, the hell is 2 Chainz and what's the birthday song? So I like spit it out and, you know, everyone looks at me like I got 14 heads. And I'm like, what? You don't know that song? It's great.
No, not a lot of people know 2 Chainz.
Yeah,
they probably know his music, but they probably don't know what he sings.
Right. I mean,
because he does some work with other people.
Yeah, he featured on Talk Dirty to Me and stuff
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. With Jason Derulo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of music. Mm. What's LSP?
Lip sync battle.
Oh, lip sync battle. Remind you of the O'Malley lip sync. Yes. So I did. When did they stop the O'Malley lip sync?
So they did it for, I feel like they did it for 2 years. 1 year when I was in sixth grade and when I was seventh grade.
Because I did it in eighth grade.
Your seventh and eighth grade.
I did it eighth grade year.
What did you perform?
What do you know? You do know.
No, I don't.
So I did 2. Okay. I did a solo.
I did 2, yeah.
Because that's just, I'm cool like that. Mm-hmm. And I did Desiree, You Gotta Be.
Oh my God!
Hell yeah!
Yes,
you should do.
I remember that one.
That was epic. Everybody remembers me in that one. And then I did one with Darcy, Christy, Corliss, mm-hmm. and Erica, the 4 of us.
Yeah.
And we did The Real McCoy Another Night. Remember that? Yes. Okay. That's, yes.
So I didn't do it my 7th grade year, but I did in 6th grade, Jenny Greek, Nikki Muse, and I did the Brady Bunch's Keep On. Because at the time, the Brady Bunch movie had come out. So we actually practiced for a month, like at Jenny's house, doing the whole performance and stuff. And of course, I was Cindy with the pigtails and whatnot. I hear that song and I still like crack up and I still do the cross like bounce in my head. And then I was part of an ensemble cast with a whole bunch of 7th graders doing I Just Can't Wait to Be King.
Oh, yeah. Wait, was that 7th or 8th grade?
I was in 6th grade and they were in 7th grade. It was like Anna Benedetto.
Yes.
I think Steve Piscatello and stuff like
that. Yeah.
Amy LaFave. Yeah. Amy was in there too.
Yeah.
And I just remember they taught me how to box step and I just did that for like 3 minutes and 42 seconds. But those obviously stuck out in my head because I did those. But do you remember anyone else's performances that stuck out in your head?
Yep.
Which
because
ones?
At that time I was hanging out with Sean.
Okay.
Jeremy.
And Courtney, my offspring!
And they did Offspring!
Yes!
I will forever remember Offspring because of them.
Oh my God.
But that was the time in which Darcy was dating Colby.
Oh God, yeah.
And then Erica dated Colby.
Everyone dated Colby!
Colby was quite.
Except for me.
I did.
Everyone dated Colby.
I did not date Colby.
Oh my
Colby
God.
Colby was quite the ladies' man because he was adorable.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Yeah.
I have pictures to prove it.
Oh, I trust
tons
me.
Of pictures.
I totally. We grew
Jeremy
up together.
Was adorable.
Jeremy's still adorable. He's my cousin. I'm not biased.
Jeremy is hot now. But he was adorable then, but hello, Jeremy, now.
Yeah, you should see his car. It's pretty sweet.
Hello, Jeremy. And he's like the sweetest kid.
Yeah, he's really nice. I love him. He's my favorite cousin. It's only because we're 4 months apart, so like we literally,
you guys are?
We literally grew
up
together, like twins and stuff like that. Yeah, they used to
They need to twins. Bring O'Malley lip sync back.
I think they should.
I totally
I think
with
the popularity
should.
Of the lip sync battle, I
it's
think they should.
Lip sync.
when we were growing up, we had lip syncs at O'Malley. We had like a, like almost like a talent show type of thing.
So my two performances that I remember was, well, there's three, but one was Seth, my friend Seth Muse, his cousin Lenny, and I think Will Frontiero doing Staying Alive.
I remember that one. I remember that.
And then there was the teachers that did He's a Rebel.
Yep.
And I think it was Phil Dimitri. Mr. Dimitri rolled up in a motorcycle on stage.
I vaguely remember that, but yeah. No,
I remember that. And then there was also the kids in my class that did Summer Nights. And I think the girl or whoever played Sandy was actually a cross-dressed boy. I'm trying to remember which one, but I know that there was like a big planted kiss at the end. But yeah. And obviously there was other ones, but like, you know.
Oh my God, it was awesome. Like, oh my God. Like, so awesome.
It's kind of a shame that at that point we didn't have, like, I didn't have my camera and didn't take photos, like, at that point in eighth grade or sixth grade and stuff like that. There's rare photos now. Actually, Jen Greek.
I had my one. See, I love back in the day because we could have cameras in school.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my whole 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th. I mean, literally from 6th grade to senior year, I have photo albums because we were allowed to take pictures in the lunchroom, outside, in the classroom. Because
we didn't also have cell phones. So, we didn't have any of that.
As long as you weren't obnoxious with it, I mean, people, like, the teachers actually let you have it in the classroom.
Yeah.
So I have so much, like, it's amazing. If I could scan them all, that would be insane.
We could probably make that happen.
Well, you have a negative scanner.
Yeah, but, you know, there's other ways around it.
Yeah, I have the actual, like, pictures.
Yeah.
So, speaking of phones and cell phones nowadays.
Yeah.
Now, Let's try.
Get it out! Where's Kyle? Get it out!
I know. Okay, because, so, if you text message someone and they don't text you back in a certain amount of time, do you automatically jump to conclusions? However, let's just stop there for a second. Have we talked about the WhatsApp app?
You've talked to me about it, and I've talked to you about Voxer, but I don't think we've talked about it on podcast.
Okay. So, Joey C. Mm-hmm. is a perfect example of this question.
Okay.
Because he loves the WhatsApp, because he loves to know if his message was delivered, and did you read it?
The same thing with Voxer. Voxer does the same thing.
Does it?
Yeah.
That's voice, though.
No. You can type, too, and you can send photos and emojis and stuff, but you can also walkie-talkie, like, pretty much have a walkie-talkie conversation back and forth.
Really?
Recorded. Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh, Joey, did you hear this? We could have a walkie-talkie conversation.
Yeah. My sister-in-law and I do it all the time. My nephew knows how to open it up.
Yeah.
He talks to me all the time. He sings into the app and stuff. So I'm like, why do I have 13 messages? And it's just him saying, hi, Titi. Hi, baby, baby. And then he goes, and he just goes off on rants and stuff. And I'm like, it's the most adorable thing on the planet.
So more often than not, I will talk to Joey through WhatsApp.
Okay.
And Caitlin. Because Joey has to know when you read his text message. So,
which is troubling. Now, if he read, like, so the thing is, if you read it and you don't respond back or you don't type back, but it says that you read, wouldn't you go, like, ballistic? Be like, you read it. Why can't you respond back to me?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So that's his whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't like it when people don't respond to my text messages.
So, you know, the thing is, like, if you're texting, like, later in the evening or whatnot.
I understand.
You totally understand.
I'm in bed by 8, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So if you're literally texting me, I'm not, like, I'm probably not, because actually I try to turn off my phone. I try to turn off because I'm a light sleeper.
Yeah.
So if you're texting me at 9:30, 10 o'clock and I'm asleep, I'm probably putting my phone on silent because it'll wake me up out of a sleep.
Same thing I do.
So, but yeah, so I understand that. But like, and I understand during the day, if you're working.
But if you're responding, like if you're texting back and forth and then you say something, all of a sudden it goes silent, and then either you see that person like being active, like on Facebook or something else, you're like, oh my God, what did I say? Oh my God, they're ignoring me. And then it, like another day, like a day goes by and you're like, oh my God, what did I do? And then you go.
A day goes by. I would never let that happen.
No, but like, I mean, okay, so you say you text someone on a Saturday morning at 11:30, and then it goes radio silent. And then by like 8 a.m. Sunday morning, there's still no response from them.
I wouldn't let it go that long. I'd kill them.
Like, but, you know, that's the thing. It's like, where's the limit? Like, do you wait 6 hours or do you wait 5 hours? Do you wait 4 hours? I'm like,
I guess
hello.
It depends who it is.
Right.
If it's my BFF Erica, if I don't get a response within an hour or two, I'm calling her.
Yep.
And if I don't get a response by calling her,
Call the police.
I text her more. I basically stalk her until she answers me. that's that. And then and the same thing with Talia. Mm-hmm. She doesn't respond to me right away.
Well, I think with a kid, absolutely. I would totally go hound.
But if it's my sister's, I'll let it go.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
They got crazy lives.
They got, you know, crazy things to do. So, yeah.
I feel like with, like, when I date, like, sometimes that's the stages, starts the signs of ghosting or, like, Casper. And it's just like, what did I say? Or are you, like, you know.
I don't get the whole ghosting thing. You know what? If you are not...
Grow a pair and just, like, say you're not interested. Because you know what? Some people don't want the confrontation. They don't want that... Oh, well...
It's not confrontation if you're just letting someone know that you're not
but
interested.
But to them, it might be, like, in their head that this is going to be a conflict. This is going to be a confrontation. This is going to get them upset. Be like, well, why the hell did you leave me on? Or blah, blah, blah. Like, right. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I might have ghosted recently.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, this person I've been talking to since October, and then, like, I'm just like, no.
Well, you know, guys are just as bad in the land of crazy.
Oh, they're crazy. Oh, yeah.
They know, guys will say that women are batshit cray, and they're so crazy, and they're this, and they're that, but guys...
Are the same way.
If not worse.
Yeah. Because they get all like, why didn't you respond to my text? Like, what did I do? What is this? What is this? What does this mean?
Guys are very emotional. Yeah. I think they can be.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad thing.
No.
Not saying that's a bad thing. But then they ghost because they can't confront and they don't want to confront.
And they don't want the argument is what I'm pretty sure. Like, I don't want the argument with this dude. Like, I told him already. I'm like, if you haven't gotten the hint, I'm not interested, then I'm sorry. You kind of deserve being ghosted. You know? That's just... But then again, it also sucks because that comes right back around on me, you know.
Right.
At this point, I'm used to it. I mean, there's not that many people knocking on my door, so whatever.
Kyle would have been a great addition to this because I would love to know if anyone's ghosted on Kyle. I'm going to guess probably not.
I think yes.
You think people have ghosted on Kyle?
I think for a little bit, like for some days and time. And then came back and was like, oh, hey. And I think what it is also like messaging back when it's convenient for that other person.
Right.
Which is BS.
Right.
That's like, you know, like if you're trying to juggle like two or three other people, you know, just be honest about it. Don't just be like, oh, and then it doesn't work out with that one. So you're going to go to plan B, C, and D, you know?
Right.
But yeah, I think we could... Totally bring this back up with Kyle. Because we got some topics to talk to Kyle about, who's not here. We miss you.
I know. Why do you hate me?
Because she's insanely busy this
week. Oh, we had WhatsApp. Oh, I didn't even see that we already had WhatsApp. See, I love the natural progression of our conversations here on the Alicia Unleashed podcast.
For Good Morning Gloucester.
For Good Morning Gloucester. Under Jewish Romero. Can we talk about the weather?
We can talk about the weather.
And how amazing the weather has been.
If the ground wasn't dirty, I would roll around in the just glory of it. Be like, yes!
Because I remember our conversation that we had back in November time where we were actually anticipating.
I'm still knocking on wood. We're not out of the woods yet.
Are we out of the woods? Are we out of the woods? Yeah, you do. Yeah, see? See? Break out into song. Taylor Swift, Out of the Woods.
I don't know that song.
Wait, you don't know that song?
No.
What?
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 No. You cannot not know that song.
I don't know that
it's
song.
It's been on the radio.
For like a million. Bridget doesn't know. All right. What? Even Tyler's like, shocked.
She's got so many songs. How am I supposed to keep track? I don't know when one's current or not.
This is the most recent one.
It's the best one.
You think so?
So far, yeah.
Okay. Hmm. But anyway, I'm loving the weather.
I am.
Makes me happy.
Yes.
Makes me in a good mood.
Hopeful.
Well, spring is right around the corner.
I mean, summer's going to be so...
Uh-oh.
Pause it.
Here comes the sirens.
Oh, the ears are up. The ears are up.
Here they go.
There it goes.
Actually, there's my dog. They imitated the sirens. Hold on. So I had to put it on, resume, stop recording because my dogs imitate the sirens. And since I live downtown, we hear sirens a lot. So, yeah. And Champ also loves to... like the huskies mm-hmm. will say I love you.
Yeah.
Champ loves to do that, and so does Hulk.
Mm.
I've trained them to do that.
Oh, I think you said did that the last time we were here too.
Yeah. I have to still. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So again, I'm just so happy with the weather. It just makes me happy. Let's see. So you gave up dating?
I actually did. I gave up dating, online dating for Lent. Obviously, I had actually deleted the app well before Lent, but I gave it up. I was just like, you know what? I wanted to focus on myself. Deal with my things.
Yeah. How's it going? You're dating.
I'm dating someone.
You gave up dating.
I gave up.
You gave up dating only to find out that you were actually ended up dating someone.
Listen, so I gave it up on Lent, which was the Wednesday before Valentine's Day. Friday night of Valentine's Day, someone dragged my butt outside and wanted to go out. So I went out. And it just so happened that through conversations with another person who was also talking about dating and how, like, the island kind of stinks. There was a natural progression that she was like, I want to give your phone number to my boyfriend's brother. And
yeah, that's the most random. I mean, seriously. Like, you're
asking. I would like to take this moment to thank 2 Chainz and Aaron Hernandez.
And Kevin Bacon.
And Kevin Bacon and Miss Alicia Cox.
Thank you. Yes. It made it all possible.
That's pretty much because she dragged my ass out. And if it hadn't, it was just a chance encounter. It was super weird. Like, because the next day when we were here for the Valentine's Day podcast, I was like, was that real life? Like, did everything happen last night? And he texted me during the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Or like right before the podcast. And for the last 2 weeks, we've texted, talked, dated, and currently I'm seeing him.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
It's
like putting out into the
universe.
It's like
weird.
You put out to the universe.
I manifested for so many months, man. So many months. I manifested this. And I even talked about it. Was it on the Valentine's Day podcast about like someone that is as musically dorky as me. And guess what? He was found him.
Got him.
Yep. Ding ding.
Got him.
I mean, we took a photo. It's funny, we took a photo of us at dinner.
That was so cute. That was a very, very good photo.
And we took a photo of us at dinner, and I got tagged in it, and everyone has been messaging me left and right. Oh my god, what does this mean? Are you shipped? No, I'm not on a boat yet. I'm not shipped. No, I'm not. It's just 2 people having dinner. I could have taken a photo with Alicia Cox and you wouldn't have thought anything about it. We were having dinner. you know? And, you know, the caption might have been a little cute.
It was very cute.
Yeah, you were like the first person to tag me. Oh my God, you've been tagged.
It's very serious nowadays. When you've been tagged, it's very serious.
But it's not official. Like, there's no Facebook official. We are just...
No. But, I mean, it's progressed to a...
I mean, my mom thinks he's cute.
He is very cute.
Her best friend thinks he's cute, which happens to be Kevin Bacon's cousin, which is... You know, Kevin Bacon. So, the only person that, you know, has had some interesting moments about it is my brother. But, you know.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about that offline.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's off the record.
I can't wait to hear about that offline.
His wife sent me a message today and goes, so when were you going to tell me? I was like, well, I figured your husband would tell you. No. I wish I knew my brother. Apparently, I don't know my brother at all because I was like, yeah, he wasn't going to tell her. I know that. I've also just been super crazy busy, and I'm not sure why. It's winter. Like, I shouldn't be busy.
I feel like to be busy, though.
I know, but I feel like at some point, I'm just going to sit there and twiddle my thumbs and be able to catch up with everything on my DVR and be like, what's happening? I mean, I'm trying to squeeze, like, Fuller House in and, like, every... Oh,
God, I need to watch.
Just to be, like, in it, you know, to understand. And, I mean, I'm lucky I... Oh, my God. Like, I watched American Idol this morning, and Kelly Clarkson sang a song, and I sobbed. Last thing you want to do is, like, ugly cry right before work. It's terrible. But we can talk about that off record, too, because no one wants to hear that.
If I cry, you know, and it's like that all day, and it's horrible, and I hate it.
Yeah, Mom, I
can
tell.
Thanks, Tyler. Tyler chiming in from the other room. All right, I think this is a good stopping point.
I think so.
Yeah, 46 good. Minutes.
Oh, yeah.
We've played this song before, but I love it so much, and I think it's just so appropriate for...
Is it Wiz Khalifa?
No. No. You're never gonna let me live this down.
You hijacked David Bowie!
No, this one is so appropriate with, kind of the way our lives have been in the past, like, you know, just like...
Oh, is this Gnarls Barkley crazy? Or Casey and JoJo crazy? Like, what one?
No.
It's not crazy?
Everyone loves this song.
Taylor Swift, because I'll cry.
No, but I should have played
it out of the woods. No, you should not!
So, this is episode 18.
Woo!
Alicia Unleashed. Until next time, folks, we're almost at 20.
Oh my God.
We're almost there.
Yes! My spirit song. Tonight.
Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out.
Fat bottom girls,
you make the rockin' world go round.
Bye-bye, folks.